Next patient was Michael Garden. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Michael Garden, G-O-R-D-O-N. Date of birth is 10-3-1950. Date of visit is 12-13-24. Next paragraph. This is a patient of this is a patient of Mini Paul, APRN. Mini, M-I-N-I, Paul, P-A-U-L. Mini Paul, APRN. Next paragraph. Dear Mini, M-I-N-I, thank you for sending Michael Garden for permanent evaluation. Next paragraph. His present illness. This is a 74-year-old male who has a past history of Alzheimer's, dementia, has had coughing spells, with sputum production, and has also been having apneic episodes with OSA period. The patient was treated for COVID-19 infection in June of 24. He has no chest pains and a nice shortness of breath, and has no wheezing or fevers or chills. The patient does have obstructive sleep apnea and needs a CPAP setup at night. His polysomnogram was done on 10/25/24, and it showed desaturation up to 89%, and he had uh, 27 snoring events, and the AHI was 0.9 events per hour. The patient had a CPAP titration study, and a PAP level of 5 centimeter of H2O, improved sleep consolidation and amelioration of obstructed breathing period. Next paragraph. The patient, the past history has included history of hypertension, history of coronary artery disease with stents time 2, and history for right knee replacement. He also has had COVID-19 infection earlier in June 24. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits. The patient does not smoke, drinks alcohol occasionally. He previously worked as a logger and also in construction, and was exposed to cement dust as well as asbestos. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of a heart attack, age 45. Mother died of multiple myeloma. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue and had weight gain. He has memory loss and numbness of the extremities, He also has joint pains, muscle stiffness. He has shortness of breath, wheezing and cough. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has postnasal drip and hoarseness. He has no cataracts or glaucoma. And he has no chest or jaw pain, but has calf muscle pains and cramping. He has anxiety with depression. And he has no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list. Atorvastatin 10 milligrams. I'm sorry, atorvastatin 5 milligrams daily. Plavix 75 milligrams daily. Gabapentin 100 milligrams BID. Levothyroxine 125 micrograms a day. Lisinopril 2.5 milligrams daily. Donazepil 10 milligrams daily. And tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily. Next, for a physical exam. This is a moderately obese elderly male. Alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 138 by 80. Pulse is 60. Respiration is 20. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 198. Saturation 94. Itchy area, non-sphalic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist. Throat is injected. Ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with clear lung fills. Heart, the atoms are irregular, someone has to know mama. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no urinomegaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal mild edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflex is 1 plus with no gross, no ruptured. Skin and nose grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, fresh. Number 1, obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is a history of hypertension. And number 3 is Alzheimer's disease. Number 4 is hypothyroidism. And, could you please add hypothyroidism in the past history also? Okay. And next paragraph, plan patient will. Can you also add in the final diagnosis coronary artery disease? Coronary artery disease. Next plan patient will get a chest x-ray, PA lateral, advised to lose weight. And he will use CPAP at night at 5 centimeter H2O pressure with a nasal pillow and a chin strap was used. Heated humidification will be used, and a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 2 months. Thank you for this conversation. Copy 4. Mini Paul, M-I-N-I, Paul, P-A-U-L, A-P-R-N. Thank you, Dr. Skrivel.